Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Welcome.
Welcome. I thought you were addressing our audience.
I was addressing our audience.
Oh, you were addressing our audience looking at me, so
well, no, I just want you to say, well, I'm multitasking.
Oh, okay.
But yes, of course, you're supposed to say hello.
Hello.
What is that? Say Goodnight, Gracie? Isn't that George Burns?
That's Say Goodnight, Gracie.
It's
George
Burns. George Burns.
Well, Gracie, but Say Goodnight was some... never mind. There were a couple of comedians that said Say Goodnight. What's his name? Jimmy Durante used to make a phrase like that, but he didn't say Goodnight, Gracie. Well, he did say it at the end of the show, actually.
George Burns did.
He would say it at the end of the show.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because she was a ditz, and she would go on and talk and talk. And then he would get exasperated by her monologue and then just say goodnight, Gracie. You're right. You're right about that. Yeah.
I know. Anyway, we're not here to talk about comedy.
Oh, we are.
No, we're not.
I thought we could channel George Burns. I once channeled Jack Benny.
You did not. Did you really?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I once channeled Jack Benny, yeah.
Didn't you have a dream with Jack Benny once?
Yeah, I met Jack Benny
in the last 3 years.
And Jack Benny, yeah, we go back a ways.
Well.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
No, it's neither here nor there. I mean, we can talk about that on another show, Neil, but we've got so many callers in the queue, and we want to make sure we get ample time to discuss our subject, which... I'll go into in a minute. First, want to let the callers know if you're calling the show for the first time, we talk for about 15 to 20 minutes before getting to the calls. But everybody that's currently in the queue will be getting a reading, so please hold on. You may join us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we're getting a lot of calls, so I want to keep this very brief. And, of course, you can contact Neil directly at 562-596-7818. Any inquiries regarding readings must be done via the phone number because Neil doesn't use the internet, so you will get me online and Neil on the phone. But today we're talking about the mystery and significance in a birth date code, and we're kind of on the same page, Neil, about the subject because when I came downstairs today, you started talking to me about something in the newspaper regarding a birth date and someone who had died, an obituary, and I had something I wanted to mention before you talked about that. Actually, unfortunately, there was a woman who has been missing since February 14th here in Southern California named Erica Alonzo, and tragically, her body was discovered yesterday in the Cleveland National Forest, so... She was really on my mind yesterday for some reason. I don't know why. It's not like I was following the case really closely, but it impacted me. And I did a little further research into her birth date, and it was interesting. She was a 36-9, Neil, but her birth date, first of all, in her karmic side, was composed of an 11. I believe it was 326, so... It came to an 11 on the karmic side, and as she was a 9, during that time she had been missing, before she was discovered, she would have had her 27th birthday. So she was right on the brink of her third cycle of 9 within her birth date code. So she never reached her karmic age, and then, of course, in her karma, what happened? She got killed. So I thought that was very significant, obviously, because, there she was beginning a new cycle. within a month, and she disappeared. So the birth dates, we all have birth dates that are coded in a very significant way. And I'm wondering if she came to you for a reading before this happened, how you would have counseled her, because probably this is something you may have seen. You may have been able to guide her in a way that she could avoid this tragedy. I mean, I don't know. We'd have to look at the birth date closer. Sometimes people are fated to have things like this happen, and it's not changeable. But mm-hmm. also sometimes karma is changeable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Some things are by fate, and I've certainly done readings where I saw by fate someone's going to die, and those are very, very, very difficult readings to get through. Sometimes I don't say anything. Sometimes I'm moved to express it. But and then there's the idea of creativity where you can see something coming and it can be averted. So those are better readings. And then you have a situation like this, I don't know. I mean, I might have done a reading with her and saw in her energy field some impending fatal accident of some kind or crime. But the birth, we're talking about birth dates today. So the birth date alone, that 326, I believe you said, is...
No.
326 something. Well, it came to an 11 in
yeah.
her karma. Her month and day added up to an 11. So that
it was 326.
So that that would mean that there's some trouble brewing. 11s are you know, people will debate with me about this 11,
yeah.
and I don't want to get into debates about the significance of an 11 in terms of its heightened energy and divine energy, because there is something divine about an 11.
Well,
I'm not saying there isn't.
All numbers have duality. So
all numbers have duality. But the 11 has this particular darker duality, a bright duality, but also a darkness in that respect on the other side. And, yeah, with that in mind, sure, there's a... There's a very concerning factor whenever an 11 comes up, and in my research in numerology for over 40 years, 11s is something I've looked at very, very deeply, signifying, trying to demystify the cosmic notion of what an 11 means on this planet. So we do have that, and as we're discussing, you know, so whenever there's an 11 in the energy, it doesn't mean that you have to run out and freak out that something bad is going to happen to you. On the contrary, it doesn't necessarily mean anything bad is going to happen, but you have to take an 11 into the total concept and evaluation of what's going on in the number system combined with what's going on in the person's energy field. And who they, you know, because not every 11 is going to meet the same person, and that person they may have karma with, and so you just have to kind of combine the numbers.
32687 was
your
birth date.
Yeah, 326. So we're talking about the cosmic code of a birth date. Our birth dates are just not the day we were born. Our birth dates consist of our prehistory on this earth. So every time we have a past life, it changes our concept of number systems. So no matter when we're born in this lifetime, no matter what the month is, the day, or the year, that is a combined energy in number system that reveals where you've been in a past life, where you are in this lifetime, and where you intend to go as you transcend into the next incarnation. And that may be on the planet, it may be outside of the planet. You may die and your soul may go to another dimension and not return to the planet.
And that would be transcending, obviously.
That would be total transcendence.
Total transcendence, not returning to the earth ever again.
Yeah, that would be the body transcendence, where you go into a realm of soul and spirit,
mm-hmm.
and you release yourself of the body entirely. Other times we're connected to the body because of some element in our body that is producing karma. You can produce karma by way of chakra systems. You can produce karma in the first chakra, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. You can have a karma element in any of those. You can have karma in the spiritual realm. You can have karma in the sexual realm. You can have karma in the communication realm. Sometimes they interlink and they mix and max match together, so to speak. So you can have a convoluted karma. And sometimes you can overextend your karma and, in fact, become a compounded birth date, meaning that to get to your master number, you have to reduce
twice.
It twice, like a 38-11-2, a 39-12-3, that kind of thing.
And those individuals come into the earth with an extended amount of karma. So they're dealing with karma from at least two specific lifetimes. That's pretty impacted.
Well, they're dealing with karma from many lifetimes and then one specific karma from one lifetime. So it's many, most of us are dealing with generalized karma over many lifetimes. A compounded person will have that going on plus karma from one particular lifetime. Maybe they committed suicide, maybe they killed somebody. And then that particular one karma is intermingling
with the rest of the karma
that's been going on.
So it's dual faceted. I think that was multifaceted.
And the idea now, when we look at our birth date, where we land on the earth, and I am, without getting into debates and discussions, I'm starting with the month. That's how I work.
Right, we're not in Europe.
I'm not starting with the day, I'm starting with the month. So the month comes first, then the day. Because the month identifies where the day is. The day, you have a day going first, it makes sense. You have a day going first, well, what month is it? But if you have a month, at least you know where the month is. It's going to be, then the day follows
occurs
the month.
In within
so
the month. Okay.
A 23 would not signify a 23 of what? But when we have a month, like a 5 or a 6 or a 9, according to our current calendar, all we have to do next is locate the day. The month is the point of entry into the earth. So it marks your point of entry. Where did you last leave the planet? Your month signifies some suggestion as to how you left the planet. So if you're a 4, if you're born in April, your last journey on the planet had a lot to do with the heart, a heart issue, that kind of thing. Then you have to kind of move into the groundwork of how you incorporate and contrast that with your master number and also your karmic number.
Right, and we don't want to give away too much on the radio show because of our forthcoming book.
Yeah, we're not. I know I'm being kicked here because I'm giving the idea here is that because our book is going to reveal this in deep detail, but what I'm giving on the radio, taking it out of context, there's not much. You have to look at the full scope of what it means to have to come back. The intent of what brought you back. Some people come back to the planet to accomplish something. They have to accomplish something. Some people come back just to reduce karma. Those of us who are struggling throughout our life and we don't seem to get anywhere and all we just constantly
we're resolving karma.
And there's
not much,
so much
chance
karma
of success or moving forward even in a transcendent movement toward our next master number when we are to come back to the planet.
Sometimes the spending a lifetime of reducing karma, because the karma is so difficult and dramatic, sometimes just reducing it feeds into the aspect that you're helping yourself to transcend so that when you do come back, you're going to be on a higher level. So some of us who are just struggling, don't despair. You're not struggling in vain. You're struggling to reduce the karmic effects of what you produced in other lifetimes. There's always a hope, too, and you can analyze this in a birth date. There's always the hope that those who are struggling, who seem to be getting nowhere, the birth date holds certain codes in it that could suggest where there might be some form of creative energy that can be produced while you're living through a life of karma. So that's why I'm fortunate enough to, with my clients, where I will say to them, you know, you've been struggling, you're working hard, nothing's really happening, you're not happy, you're not accomplishing what you want. Sometimes in a birth date, you can find a certain secret, I call it the secret chambers of a birth date code. You can find a secret chamber where you find that diamond, where you find that magic lamp. And in that regard, according to the number systems, and this is a highly elevated system of how to work with the available numbers in a birth date, you can find a way to make that magic manifest itself into such a way that it becomes a reality. So actually, when you're looking at a birthday code, you're not just looking at the numbers themselves. So let's say you're born May 14th, 1981. You're not just looking at 51481. You're looking at those numbers. You're designating them as certain chakra systems. You're looking at not only that, but the journey between numbers. You're looking at your overall master number. You're looking at your karmic number, your transcendent numbers. And as you look at all this stuff, you put it together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's like if you're going to bake a cake and you have on the counter eggs, flour, sugar, butter, chocolate, and you're looking at all these ingredients and you go, and you say to somebody who's never cooked before, all of these things at the end are going to look like this, and you show them a chocolate cake.
Right.
And they go, how can that turn into that? And you go, well, I'm going to show you. I'm going to mix things together. We're going to blend everything. And then we're going to put it in this thing called an oven. And we're going to bake it. And voila, it's going to turn, magically turn. That's somewhat what a birth date does. You're looking at separate pieces of a recipe that's combined together, creates a wholeness. And that's what the beauty of the cosmic energy of a birth date is. You transform it magically, you know, but if you put the eggshells in, that's not going to
work.
So if you mix the flour and the chocolate, that, you know, sometimes you can't mix two together. You have to know systematically how to work with the birth date or you're going to get things screwed up.
Right, and then you have to be moving in a transcendent motion in your lifetime rather than a karmic. If we're going back to and revisiting karma, then it's going to be more difficult to bake that cake without the eggshells.
Yeah, I mean, if it says, you know, bake 360 degrees for an hour and you bake it at 120 for 20 minutes, you're going to come out with a bad cake. It's just same with karma. People want to say, well, you know, I'll do that real quick. And then they're wondering why the end product is a mess. Well, there's a certain pattern in a birth date that will tell you what the cooking time is. Or what the preparation time is. That has to do with karma.
And you can read that code, Neil.
Yeah, that's code
that's
is
what
readable.
You do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got to get to our callers. I guess you're not going to talk about the birth date you found today. Well, I guess maybe another show.
Another show. Because when we have so many callers,
right.
I'd rather
get
not
to that. All right. That's okay.
Gobble up the time.
So everybody's getting a reading, but several of you have not pressed one. Please press one if you'd like to speak with us, 305-928-717. Area codes have not pressed one. So if you could do that, if you'd like to speak with us, please do. So let's bring on our first caller, 407. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Michelle, and my birth date is 10/17/74.
Oh, hey, Michelle.
Hello.
We haven't been in a while.
Yeah.
You're 30 equals 3.
No, 32.
No. 19.
Oh, 30 equals 3. You're right.
Uh-huh. Michelle, what's going on?
So I have finalized it, and I'm going to be taking another trip to Spain in a few days in May. And, Neil, I wanted to know what you see for that.
A trip to Spain?
Don't you remember her, Neil?
Well,
race car driver.
Yeah, she was trying to get to know. I mean, she was corresponding over the
right.
ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Well, your trip to Spain is there's going to be a metamorphosis, Michelle. So as you leave your current location and you go to Spain, imagine you're the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. So there's going to be a metamorphosis. You're going to go from one stage of energy to another. So the journey to Spain is equatable to a change, and that migration is going to bring about that major change. Migrations are very important. You migrate to lay eggs, you migrate to mate, you migrate to die, you migrate to find better pasture land to eat, better foods. the migration of our living animals on the planet is a great, great experience. When we have the individual migration, we have something called an odyssey. And when we go on our personal odysseys through time and space, it's usually to promote a change. Now, sometimes we come full circle. Sometimes our odysseys are linear, meaning that we go from one point to another point and we don't come back to our original position like Odysseus or somebody like this, Ulysses. We don't come always full circle around. Sometimes we reach a destiny, Michelle, where we go to a place to discover something and then we expire. Now, in that expiration date of the body, we don't necessarily die. Some of us do die. We go to a certain place and we meet our maker there. Others go to a certain place and we say goodbye to one of our layers of our life. We say goodbye to our youth. We say goodbye to a certain issue. We say goodbye to somebody we fall in love with. But we're reborn in the moment too. And I think what I'm getting from you is that when you go to Spain, and I know I'm being a little bit more
poetic.
My illustration is more poetic than specific because I don't have time to be specific with you today. But I'm going to be more poetic in the establishment of my premise with you, which is that you're going to Spain to make a change. And this change is going to be a death and rebirth. It's transformation. It's transfiguration. So you're going to have that energy that whereby you are reborn in the space you're occupying. So there's going to be some loss and some gain. There's going to be disappointment and there's going to be pleasure. It's going to have that mixed bag to it, Michelle, in this brief introductory paragraph to that journey you're about to take. It goes into more depth than that. But that's the most graceful thing I can give you right now with the amount of time you've got.
Okay. Good luck, Michelle. Have a great trip.
Okay. I'll take that. Okay. Thank you.
All right. 562-596-7818. We didn't ask how long she'd be gone. I wonder how long she's going to be gone. Well, she can email me if she wants to let us know.
James Joyce wrote Ulysses, and it's about 800 pages, and it took place in less than 24 hours. So, to me, the length of time is irrelevant.
Well, yeah, to your answer,
yeah.
Absolutely. I'm just curious on a
human
level.
A week, 2 weeks, a month, a year. What's important is what happens in the change. The intensity of what happens in a split second of time can be just as important as what happens over 5 years.
575 area code. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Tammy.
Tammy?
Yes.
Is it to spell your name, please?
T A M M Y.
M M Y, okay. And your location and birth date?
New Mexico, 7/20/63.
All righty. What's your question?
I am making a transition in my life and have been talking to an investor about assisting me with a purchase of a home, and I just wanted to see what you could see about how that's working out.
Okay.
What's the best way for that to work?
All right.
A purchase of a home, let's see, and you are 51 years old, and 9/19/25, you're 28/10/1. Okay. Well, I do see a purchase of a home, Tammy. And whether it's symbolic or not, and I'm not sure why I'm seeing it this way, because it may not literally be this way, but I see you entering the home without anybody with you. Now,
right.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, so you have nobody with you, because I see you entering through the threshold, nobody's with you, like a child or a spouse or something like that.
Right.
And so I see you entering the home. Now, as you go through, now this home is meant for you, but you see you're compounded. You're 28/10/1. So what that means is that 9/19/25. So what that means, Tammy, is that as you enter the threshold and you walk into this home that's meant for you, this establishment, there are certain contingencies that go along with it that could otherwise conflict with your purchase of the home, or with your ultimate claim on the home over time. So there are contingencies.
Okay.
It's not a given that that's what you're going to have forever. But so it's a continual renewal of energy, starting with prior to even purchasing or entering the home. But I do see you going through the threshold, at least in this visual content that I'm getting. And while you're there, somewhere in the midst of why you're there, should we move forward in time, there's going to be a sickness around your family. Somewhere in your family, somebody gets sick. And it causes somewhat of a disruption. But that would just be something for you to mark on your calendar. But I think, you know, I'm getting more into the depth of your journey, and that I have to kind of back up. I think you're going to probably get the home, or get the establishment, I'm going to call it your home, and you're going to be okay. Well, anybody in your family, in your past family, was anybody in the Navy?
In the Navy?
Yeah.
One of my uncles.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need to know. And is he crossed over?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter whether he was friend or foe, close or distant, his energy is vibrating with me, and he tips his sailor hat to you, so to speak, and he says, good luck.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting. I mean, the other side is, it is interesting when they come in and grip our world and tell us things. Sometimes it's the most unexpected people show up, Tammy. So keep that in mind, and I want to tell you one other secret before I go to the next caller. Watch for the third, from this point, the third dream that you remember from the time I spoke to you, not the first, not the second, but the third dream is going to be a visitation of a spirit.
Okay.
Okay, Tammy. Well, keep us posted.
Let us know when that
happens.
I can't tell you who it is yet.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Tammy, 562-596-7818. Tammy can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio or join us on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
Or Twitter.
Yeah.
All right. Were you going to say something before we moved on to the next caller? We've got so many.
No. You know, one time I had a vision that I was going to be visited by a spirit in a dream, and they wouldn't tell me who they were, but they kept teasing me. You know who it was?
Who?
Dean Martin.
Shut up.
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
He used to do this show.
What is
this
about celebrities today?
I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah,
you never
it
do this.
No, it doesn't, but, you know, maybe it's Celebrity Day.
It's Celebrity Day. Okay. Let's bring on 949. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Selena.
Selena, how do you spell your name? C-E-L-I-N-A?
S-A-L-I-N-A.
Oh. S-A-L-I-N-A?
Yes.
Yeah, and I remember you. You haven't called in a long time. I think you did a private reading.
I know.
Right?
I know. Yes.
Okay, what's your birth date again, Selena?
6/17/62.
Okay. So I remember who you are. Neil probably doesn't. 14/24. So just trust that anything, yeah, you're 32/5. Anything he gets is fresh. What's going on and what's your question?
I'm taking a test this morning for my GC credentials, and I wanted to know if you passed.
You know what, Selena? It's really difficult to hear you. So we hear that there's a test for a credential, but what it's for was totally garbled.
Oh, I wanted to see if you see me passing the test and moving forward.
Yeah, what's the test for, and could you speak, like, directly? Are you on a headset?
It's off. It's math. Can you hear me now?
Math, yeah. If you could maybe not use the headset because that tends to be disruptive. Math?
Yeah, math.
Okay, and so you're wondering what specifically, just real quick? Because
I've taken it before, and I didn't pass it, but
I feel really good about it this time.
I don't want to sound like I'm optimistic for everybody, but I think you're going to pass, Selena. I'm getting like an 87 energy with you. I was getting like a 67. I don't know if that's a percentage. I notice there's a 67 in your birth date. I'm getting like an 87 energy going, so that's interesting. That probably is a passing score. So I think you should be able to pass. Has it been 3 months, or how long has it been since you've taken the test priorly?
At least a year or so ago. A year.
Well, then,
about a year.
Okay, about a year ago, Selena. Well, I'm getting something about 3 months ago. Were you in the midst of studying 3 months ago? Did anything dramatically change in your life 3 months ago?
Yes.
And what was that?
Transitioning. I had some legalities and stuff like that in regards to my son and everything. So that transitioned and changed. And then also I was working on my thesis, but I stopped working on that right now.
Okay. So you're gonna be okay. I think you're going to be okay. I'm getting enough validation from the three-month link to let me know that this journey you're on in your particular life, according to your birthday code, is rather significant, and you should pass. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't. You know, just brush up your brain cells and apply yourself, retain the energy, retain the memory of everything you have to study. Don't be a foolish person and forget or have panic attacks. You'll pass.
Yeah, because I usually had a panic attack, but I feel calm today for some reason.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why I'm saying it. But be calm. Listen, it's just the world. It's just life. Don't panic. There's nothing here to panic about. Fear, that's irrational fear. You know, go to your test with your head up high and pass your test and go on with life. Quit aggravating your life by having insecurities, you know, that's what I say. So be bold, be strong, pass the test. You're going to do great. Don't worry about it.
Okay, Selena.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would be nervous. Oh, boy, I'm glad I don't have to do a math test. Let us know how it turns out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. I wonder what type of math it is. I keep having these questions after I disconnect the call. All right. 510 is next. So everybody in the queue, yes, you will be getting a reading. We've got 5 callers and 26 minutes, so it should be about 5 minutes per person. So please stay in line, everyone.
Hi, this is Rochelle. My name is Rochelle, and I'm in California, and my birth date is July 9, 1956.
56?
Yes.
5'6".
Rochelle?
Yes. Have we talked to you before, Rochelle? 16,
oh, about 6-7 months ago, last year.
Yeah, I remember you, and you're in the East Bay, California? Yep.
Yes.
66. Mm-hmm. What's your question?
I'm looking for a new job this year. That's my goal. And I was wondering if you can look at that and see what is going to be surrounding that for me, please.
All right.
Mm. Have you ever worked at any point in your life, and I don't care if it's for a day or a month or 6 months or when you were young, did you ever work for any kind of restaurant any time in your life?
When I was a teenager, I worked at a donut place.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
It.
You know, restaurant, donut, food, that's all I need to know. You worked at a donut place when you were a teenager. All right. Okay, and anywhere, Rochelle, in your life, was anybody an outdoorsman where they had a boat? Any boats surrounding your family, your distant family, your boyfriend, whatever?
My dad has a couple of small boats for fishing.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Well, you're going to become a fisherman, and you're going to be selling donuts on your boat.
Oh, please.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
what a future.
When I put that together, you see, that's my recipe. And your question, now I forgot your question. What are you doing?
About her job.
Oh.
A job.
Right. Rochelle?
I'm looking for a new one.
Yeah, you're looking for a new one. Well, you're going to be working by no later than June. We'll try to make it sooner. But according to my crystal ball, that's a crystal ball. That's a June, somewhere by June. You're
okay.
going to be working, and there's going, did you ever work anywhere previously where there were, your bosses consisted of two men?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to take that, go back there, get that piece, pile it into my hands here, form a little ball, and put out work by or before June, so there is going to be a new job energy there. And are you at all interested in any form of real estate? Are you wanting to buy a home? Do you have a dream about a home? What's the real estate issue around you?
Yes. I own my own home, free and clear, and I'm trying to do some landscaping and furniture buying right now.
Yeah. Okay, things are going to go great, Rochelle. We're okay. We're in a good zone. What's your new job quest?
Well, I have leadership skills, management skills. I'm excellent with people. I'm highly driven. So I have many years of experience behind me. And I, you know, this new career, I want to use those skills and accentuate on them.
Yeah, you're going to find, I can't go into detail, but here's your answer for the radio. You're going to be working in that area, and it's going to be fine. You're going to do quite well. Somewhere down the line, look for the name Anita, Anita. You know, that will be a little landmark for you. But aside from that, don't worry. You'll probably be working by June in that area. Just you do your search, footwork. And I'm telling you, you're going to get an answer. I just don't have time to get into the specifics on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is encouraging, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome, Rochelle. And if you'd like a further conversation with Neil, 562-596-7818 is the number to reach him. Or, of course, Rochelle can join us right here on Blog Talk Radio or on our other social media accounts. How obnoxious is that? Okay. And our poor caller from 928 dropped, and they were next. Oh. So 678 is our next caller.
That's always nice when you're standing in line and you're next, and you go, I'm not waiting anymore.
Right. Well, sometimes people have commitments in there.
Oh,
you know.
Commitments, is that it? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we're boring then. Who knows? 678, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sue from Atlanta. How are you guys?
Hi, Sue.
Superman?
Sue, no.
Oh.
Superman.
No, yeah. Well, actually, ironically, my last name is Steele, so yes, you're correct.
That's right. Yes.
My birthday is May 22nd, 1962.
Yes.
What is it?
5/22/62, and she is a, I believe, a
38/11/2.
Sue. Sue.
U-E. Okay.
Yeah. What's going on, Sue?
My question is, I want to know if I'm with the right energy of a law firm. I'm going after my dad. He has passed away many years ago when I was in high school. I'm in my 50s. But I'm going after his pension and on a contingency with a law firm, and I want to know if I'm with the correct law firm that will pursue it with the same passion I do.
Well, let me ask
and
you first.
The law firm is in Connecticut.
Uh-huh. The law firm's in Connecticut. Where are you?
I live in Georgia, but you have to do it under Connecticut law because that's where my dad worked.
Okay. Now, in your whole life, I'm going to give you a common name, so it should be easy to answer. Did you ever run across or be connected with anybody named Bob or Robert?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
yes.
That's actually my father-in-law.
That's your father-in-law. Okay, so I'm getting – that's your father-in-law, so I'm probably getting a link to from your father.
Okay.
Your father's spirit. Okay. Now, was point two, do you know anyone who had
also
any
– Also, my husband's middle name.
Oh, good. Your husband's a little name. So we got a good confirmation there going, and I believe that your doubt is telling me, yes, they're okay.
Okay, cool.
So this law firm in Connecticut should be okay. I'm going to put out my little angel dust so that your voice talking to whatever prospective attorney is on the case is going to have a certain strength behind it to where they represent you with conviction and integrity. I want to ask you something else before we go to the next caller. Who had a bad leg, a leg injury, a cane? Who had the leg thing?
It's actually my husband's mother.
And what's that?
She just had an injury.
Yeah. So, you know, this is all probably the news flashes are coming from your father sending me messages by vibration, which I'm immediately interpreting. And it's just to tell you that things are looking good. You're on the right path. Neil's right. Just use conviction in your voice. You're going to get tapped into the integrity of the attorneys, and they should do a good job for you. And you know, we'll have a happy story at the end.
Fantastic, and I'll let you guys know.
Okay, thank you, Sue.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye. Okay, 773 area code is on it.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Who's this, please?
My name is Jamel. I'm calling from Chicago.
Could you spell your name, please?
J-A-M-E-L.
Jamel. It's phonetic.
Chicago.
I'm missing
okay.
My pencil here. I'm out of pencil lead. And what's your birthday, Jamel?
All right. I don't have a job right now, so I'm trying to see.
Can we get a birth date from first, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. April 11th, 1979.
Ah. And no job. Go ahead. 4, 5, 6, 16.
Yeah, so I don't have a job right now, so I'm trying to see am I going to get a job or is this going what my career is going to be like and which direction it's going to go.
Jamel, I really feel deep inside you as an artist, right? Are you at all interested in any kind of art, writing, composing, music, anything?
Man, I do music. I do photography. I'm starting to write blogs and stuff. I'm doing a lot of stuff, and it's hard to pinpoint one thing, you know, because I do so many other stuff. I do so much stuff, so I'm trying to figure out what you think is the best path for me to go on?
Well, you're a Renaissance man. There was a Renaissance man that I was very admired of a lot. His name was Gordon Parks, African-American photographer, filmmaker, very talented, gifted genius. And
there you go. One of my inspirations.
You know, Gordon Parks?
Well,
yeah.
You're obviously
talking
to him.
Yeah.
To Jamel
Neal. Well, Jamel. Yeah. Garden Parks, I believe, I'm getting a lot of spirits in my readings today. They seem to be hanging out with me today. I believe I'm getting a contact from him on the other side telling you that you're gifted and that you follow your dreams on this and that he's going to be your inspiration, your muse. And I don't know if I've ever mentioned Garden. I have never mentioned Garden Parks on the radio, although I've carried him in my consciousness in my life. There was a movie. He did actually directed a movie called The Learning Tree, which is a dated film, but it had a beauty and a design to it that I never forgot. And he's a wonderfully gifted, sensitive man. Now, I believe you can follow in his footsteps.
Okay.
There's never too late. Never too late, Jamel. Go follow that. I don't care, you know, in my life I've had to clean motel rooms, clean dishes, do everything to make my life work in a higher area. Just do whatever you need to do, but don't give up your dreams. Follow this through and channel Garden Parks. You know, you already are, but talk to him.
Okay.
Immerse yourself in his energy. Don't copy him, but let him be there for you, and he's around. He knows who you are.
Okay, cool. That's great. That's great to know.
Do you have any websites, links you want to share with the public before we go into the next caller?
Yeah, you could definitely go to Codagy SoundCloud to hear the music, COSGSoundCloud.com, and you could go to ICEverything at Tumblr.com for the photography, EYESEEEVERYTHING at Tumblr.com. You could check out my pictures.
All right, we'll do
yeah,
that.
Everybody go there and show some acknowledgement to Jamel.
Yes, absolutely, and we'll do so as well. And Jamel, if you could follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio or join us on Facebook, we'd appreciate it too. Thank you so much.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Let us know how things progress for you. I mean, I don't know if we totally answered the question because, you know, as far as some kind of income is concerned,
well,
he needs an income, and sometimes the artistic stuff is going to...
Well, he'll get it. He'll get it if he, you know, I'm not worried about the income, yeah, I'm worried about it, but his bigger dream I'm more deeply concerned about, and the income will be there to support him in that dream as long as he keeps pursuing it. But yeah, you got to do some footwork.
All right.
In a job, you get a job anywhere, but your dreams is what's most important.
All right. So, callers that are waiting in the queue, 305 and 770 have been in queue for quite a while, but I'm just assuming they're listening because they haven't pressed 1. We've got other callers that have their hands raised. So unless you press 1 now, callers, I'm going on to other callers. All right, so they're not pressing 1. I'm going to be bringing on area code 561. Hi there. 561, are you there? This 561, we cannot hear you, so we're going to have to move on unless you raise the volume on your phone.
Can you hear me now?
Very, very, I mean, it's very muffled.
It could be better. It could be better. Whatever you need to do, talk louder, scream, I don't know.
Okay. Remember I spoke to you a while back about a job, when I was going to get a job?
We don't know who you are. Who are you? We speak to dozens of people every show. Who is this?
Oh, Stacy, 122667.
I hear her.
What say your date, your birth date again?
December 26, 1967.
Okay. 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 And anyways, about a job. What is it? Go ahead.
I was at a job for 8 years that ended in 2013. And then back around December, I got a job like you said, but it only lasted 5 months. And it was like similar to like the last job, just the drama. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It was like people leaving, you know, people leaving a high turnout overrate. It was just, you know,
okay,
it wasn't
like... We want to cut you short, but we want to get really quickly to the question. So you're not in a job right now, is that the question?
No, it just ended, and I was wondering when Neil would see another possibility of employment that will kind of last me longer.
And it's 12/26/67, correct?
Yes, because I'm kind of upset that one didn't last, you know, and
right.
I kind of...
Okay, we got that. Let Neil... because we've got limited time and a lot of callers in the queue. Neil, go ahead.
Well, you're don't, you know, I mean, life is difficult, Stacy. These things happen, and you know, I predicted the job it came in. Well, that's good. Didn't say you know, to get into the depths of as to what's going on, what's triggering your energy field. I don't know if that's your fault that the job didn't stay. You have a 11 going on in your karma. You have your master number is 7/34. You're 57 years old. Well, here's what I.
No, I'm 47. I'm 47.
Oh, I'm sorry, 47. No, that's a no.
It's
no,
just an arithmetic error. It was
just
an arithmetic.
You're 47.
The master number is still the same.
Yeah, master number is the same. Just your age, 47. In fact, that's even better. Not 57. Because there's a 47.
Seven, so 49 is
going to
be the next change.
She's a 34/7, so the 4/7 is in there. She's a 34-7,
yes.
So the 4-7 is in there. So here's what I'll do for you, Stacy, because time is limited. The best thing I can do for you is I'm going to bring in one of my angel guides and ask that you have work in the month of May, that you find a job in the month of May.
That's longer lasting.
Yeah, that's longer lasting. There might be, I don't know, there might be something triggering your problem. You had a job for 8 years, which is nice, which is almost the duration of your master number, a little bit over. Your other job only lasted 5 months. But I'm going to try to get something better in for you. This new job may demand some kind of writing, W-R-I-T-I-N-G. Some kind of writing might be involved in this new job. I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to put out for May job. What kind of work are you looking for, real fast, Stacy? What kind of work?
Like office work, you know, and kind of worked the last job with, you know, people in their 20s, and they were catty, and they were, like, really not the nicest group.
Okay, it wasn't your tribe. Okay, so office work. Office work does require a certain amount of writing. I'm just talking about hand-to-pen or whatever. But, okay, so I'm going to put it out for May. Let's see what happens in that regard. And a name to look out for would be Carol, C-A-R-O-L.
All
just
right.
Keep that name in mind.
All right, Stacy, and let us know how this progresses. And maybe next time we'll talk to you, it'll be a little clearer of a line. So we appreciate your call, and good luck. You know, I'm wondering if that five-month period and then your recommendation of or a possibility of May coming in relates to that. Five? I don't know. All right, we've got two callers left in 8 minutes, which is why I was...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
818? Hi there.
And
Hi. Then we have 484 is next, so stay tuned, 484. Hi, who's this?
Enchantress.
Who?
Yeah, Enchantress. That's
Enchantress.
Yes. The most unique of the day. What's your birth date and location?
9/15/1954.
All right. Another 34/7, like our last caller. And what's your question? California?
Well, California. I heard the word channel, and also I didn't realize that you can channel someone that died.
You mean in general or Neil?
Yeah, in general, because I'm very close to a person. Well, I love her, Nora Ephron, and she's dead. And it's just very interesting when he said the word channel, and I am a channeler. So is there any message you can give me?
Yeah, I'm a great fan of Nora Ephron, too. She was brilliant and a brilliant writer and screenplay and everything. So
I'm the Sally girl. I'm like her and the Sally girl, exactly. And do you know about Judith Orloff, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm like her also. Okay.
There's she's talking... She's giving me a little bit, this is going to get esoteric, so forgive me for such esoteric statements, but she's talking about, since you are basically a writer, the fairy tale, The Frog Prince. Now, The Frog Prince, it's basically, you know, a fairy tale, and Nora Ephron wasn't in essence a fairy tale writer, but she was a feminist, and she examined the connections of human relations, and she had some wry humor about her. Well, The Frog Prince, you know, Once Upon a Mattress, things like that take us into the element of the comedy of life, the enchant, you know, you're the intent, enchantress, and The Frog Prince, you had to kiss the frog, and it turns into a prince. And I'm not telling you to go out and kiss a frog. but I am telling you that she's telling you that you're going to change and transform a male energy, a male, M-A-L-E. You're going to be changing male energy by something that you're going to compose. Now, it may be in terms of the composition of a dialogue. It may be the composition of a work, or it may be the composition of a relationship in general. But you're here to adjust some male energy that's coming up. there's going to be some degree of you'll become like a therapist or psychologist in the element and the channel that you'll be working in, and thereby you're changing and transforming a male energy that's coming up. It could even be in an intimate situation, but that's what's coming up right now, and she's kind of behind you, and she keeps referring to Once Upon a Mattress. I don't know why. That's another musical.
It has a message, what you're saying. The person in my life, he said I created him. He's a soulmate. He's what you're saying is he is the one that's a therapist. I'm intuitive. He's intuitive in his way. I'm more of the fantasy. I see things in a different way, the childlike way, and he's a realist. He keeps me in grounded in reality. Interesting.
Mm. So yeah, so explore that, and yeah, I think that's where you get where we're getting the channeling from Nora today.
Yes, and I'm sorry, the reading.
Well, thank you. No, you told me something. I didn't know you can channel someone that's not here. That's amazing. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. All right, one more caller, Neil, 484 area code.
Hello, this is Tonetta giving you guys a call back. My date of birth is 8/29/74. I'm calling mainly regarding my job situation. I would like to know, when do you see a job coming up for me? Because in February, I fell down a whole flight of stairs when I was moving, and I broke my leg and my ankle, and I just started learning how to walk last Wednesday again.
Oh, my goodness.
So a lot of crazy things have happened, and my world has been turned upside down from the moving. The man that I was involved with, Danny, he skipped the state. He left. He went to Louisiana. I have no contact with him. I mean, a lot of things happened in February and March.
Okay, got like 2 minutes left in the show, so I want to make sure that Neil gives you his advice. Are you still working at that? Weren't you working at a church before?
Yes, the church closed down. They shut their doors in January unexpectedly. I lost that job of 14 years. And then when I fell, the nursing home sent me a certified letter. When they found out that I hurt myself at home and fell down the flight of stairs, they terminated my employment. So I'm not even working at the nursing home.
All right.
Roseanne, Dana would say, this is not your lucky day.
No.
I'm telling you. Well,
so
you're going through a change right now because your master number is 40 equals 4, and you are 40 years old. So that's why you're going through a change. And your year is 74, which is an 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, boy, and you got a 19, 10, 1 in your karmic side. So your problems are appropriate to the code of your birth date. So I'm not shocked that you're going through this.
Right.
About it. Your master number is 4, and the good thing is that your life changes during the age of 40. So my prediction in pencil is that by August, things are going to start to ship up and get better. Because you're going through a karmic change right now, Tonetta, and you're going it through it until the age of 40, then things transform into a higher element. So, and it's going to become a little bit more spiritual and more connected to your higher path. So I think that things shift after. We only got 20 seconds. I think things will shift up, and you will find yourself in a better spot there. That's all I got time for right now, but it's a hopeful message, an optimistic message.
Yeah, let us know how things progress, Tonetta. Sorry that you've had this run of bad luck, but sounds like things are looking up.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. You can all, again, join us on Facebook and right here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate your support so much. So please do that. We are back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We thank everybody for their participation today. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.